This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, this is Heather from Kentucky. I called numerous times in regards to my daughter and their abilities, both of them being different. But as of late, my daughter started to have more dreams that she says she can't talk to me about, not because she's being told not to be telling me the dream, but because she knows she shouldn't. It's just kind of an unspoken word between, for those who do not know, a lady who passed multiple years ago that my husband had went to school with and didn't really know, comes and visits her in her dreams and tells her the future. So some of the things that she's been recently telling her, I have not been privy to, because I will ask the patient, like, oh, you know, how'd you sleep last night? Because she has trouble sleeping. And she'll say, you know, had a dream last night. I can't really talk about it, which means it's, you know, not a great dream. Or it's something minute that if it's something going to happen, I couldn't change it even if I wanted to. So I'm driving right now to go say my final goodbyes to my uncle. And Lillian has had multiple of these dreams lately that she cannot let me know about. Not because the lady who comes and tells her not to tell me, but because she feels like there's no point of putting that burden on anyone because you can't change things. And she's like, you know, I pray for strength, and I know, she's like, I can always be wrong because I'm not God. So last night, my sister was with my uncle, who they ended up having to, they were going to fly out, but the conditions were not correct for them to fly him out of our local hospital, so they had to take him by ambulance. It wasn't looking good, and he actually coded in the middle of the night. Around about the time he coded, my phone, which I always utilize as an alarm clock, or I'll use the Alexa as an alarm clock, and it's connected to it. But anyway, the phone, where it normally sits on the nightstand, was in the floor, turned upside down, and I wish I had turned it over and paid closer attention, but something kind of woke me up, jarred me, like jarred the bed first, and then I saw a light emulating from the side of my bed in the floor, which turned out was my phone, and then it was like blaring, I guess, a television show of some sort. I'm not sure what it was, what was going on. I was just trying to get it to stop because I didn't want it to wake my husband up. I do know it was before 3 o'clock because he sets his alarm. He has to go into work super early, so he sets his alarm for a little after 3, but he always gets up before it goes off. And I know I laid there for some time after I finally realized what happened. I laid there for some time. So I'm thinking it happened around the 2:30 mark. And so when my sister called me this morning to say, hey, I didn't want to call you last night because he coded and it took him 40 minutes to revive him. So he was clinically dead for 40 minutes. And I was like, well, around what time was that? And she was like, I would guess sometime around, she said, I can get a definite time, but I would guess sometime around 2 or 2:30. And I wish I had, the show was like the music wasn't like, it was music on the show. I remember that because the beat was really loud and I was trying to turn it off by utilizing the side of my phone and turning it down because it was face down, so I couldn't see. But it was almost like this, I don't know. I know it's going to sound crazy because it's not something it's not that I'm against it. We sang old timey hymns in the church that I attend, and that's, you know, whatever. But this was more like a bluegrass, gospel-y hymn type music. Because after I laid there, I thought, that song was so familiar. That song was so familiar. And then the more I thought about it, the more I lost the memory. And I just couldn't figure out where I'd heard it before or what it was. And I wonder if it were him coming to say, you know, I'm not sure. I'm headed on my way now, like I said, to, you know, things may change, turn around. If they're not God, they may be able to do some kind of life-saving last minute. But I'm on my way now to the hospital to be with him. But I wonder if he was not already with me and my family last night. I appreciate everything you guys do, and thank you for allowing me to have this as an outlet to speak on my experiences and experiences of the ones I love. Thank you.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.